This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, America, and to those around the world. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And Jason will be engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And for those of you familiar with where I live in the Northern Rockies here in Northwest Montana, where I am broadcasting from. And I'm going to stick to the same similar type of format that I've been doing the last several weeks. I know most of you are very familiar with me talking about off-grid living and using financial, economic, social, and political rationale evenly to discuss the corruption, the fraud, the monetary system, the central banks, the demographics, what options you have, where to go. And the last several weeks, I've been talking pretty much mostly about the election voter fraud. I'm using math. I'm giving lots of evidence of affidavits and whistleblowers. I'm talking about how 29 states use the software. I've talked about drop and roll techniques. I've talked about, boy, countless statistical improbabilities. And that should really be talked about in the context of impossibilities, because Joe Biden has already proved he did not win. Election integrity is gone. The system is rigged. And we are living in a system that's a process of fakery. We've talked about the glitches, the redating of ballots, the machine voting abnormalities. We've talked about, gosh, especially in the swing states, we've talked about and given lots of proof for not just the anomalies, the abnormalities, the irregularities, the glitches, the illegal votes, the dead people voting, increased ballots, more than registered voters, double voting, triple voting, multiple states voting, thousands of voters with the same address, ballot stuffing, poll watchers, where Republicans are turned away, intimidated, and threatened, unsealed ballots, shredder trucks showing up at election headquarters, dirty voter rolls, no signature matches, no envelope matches, fake transparency, thumb drives being stolen on film, inserting into computers on video, internet connections proven, foreign intrusion proven. But guess what? When we talk about all this illegitimacy, that's every scenario is in favor of Joe Biden. Everyone. But you are all conspiracy theorists. You conspiracy theorists, you. See, folks, we're in a point in history that the powers that be are all bought and paid for, blackmailed, threatened. And it's up to we, the people, to make the difference. We, the people, are going to have to be the judge and the jury. Because 95% of the lawyers, the judges, the courts, all rigged. They have turned against the people. They're blackmailed. They're paid off. They sold out the people and the Constitution for their own personal gain. So we have to make a choice. This is our home. We inherited our freedoms and our Constitution by over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for us. And we all have to look ourselves in the mirror and ask a question. Are we willing to fight for it? So what I'm going to continue to do is talk about the fake theater, the fake everything, the fake narratives, and I'm going to go back to math. I'm going to talk about all the Dominion donations, Smartmatic, the boards of directors, the kickbacks, the lobbyists, the investors. I put that in air quotes, by the way. The image cast technology voting machines, which has the physical ability to mark votes onto the ballot after the last time the voter sees the ballot. We're going to talk about the lack of security standards, these private companies basically running the software and hardware with design backdoors to create the results they want, hide forensic trails. Basically, talk about the national security collapse we have, including the math algorithms that's been discovered as evidence, which again, imagine my shock, the great, 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 great majority of votes goes to, anybody want to guess? You guessed it, Joe Biden. So let's just jump into more objective facts and keep the subjective emotional opinion to satire. How's that? Okay, I'm looking at a chart here, people, and it's a little busy, but it mentions the states of Nevada, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia. Now, it would be take a lot of airtime to mention all the votes, the number of registered, and the projected votes, which are columns. But I'm going to stick to the percent turnout. Now, percent turnout, I want you to think about this. These are statistical, not improbabilities, impossibilities. Nevada, percent turnout for voting, 125%. Pennsylvania, 109%. Minnesota, 107%. North Carolina, 106%. Wisconsin, 105%. Michigan, 105%. Arizona, 101%. And Georgia, 96%. Now, I'm going to say a few disclaimers throughout the show, and I do this purposely, because if you're a new listener, sometimes I give articles and certain bullet points from articles or interviews that I've read or watched, and I've written them down. And I mention bullet points because sometimes I have to read a 5-6-page article, and I find that maybe a few sentences is worthy of objective fact. And that's what I try to use, objective fact. I try to verify on multiple sites. It's never 100% possible to do that, but I'm probably up in the 90% category. Now, and I really try hard to verify as much of this information as I can. So some of you might think I'm making this up if you're a new listener, and I promise you, all data, all quotes, all opinions from the objective facts is all published in the public domain. Now, I will give add-on opinions. I will put my 2 cents in, but most of this is objective facts, again, verified from published sources. So that being said, first one, whistleblowers Postal Service labeled Trump mail undeliverable. 388,000 ballots backdated suddenly disappear. Ooh. People, I've talked in great detail about the U.S. Postal Service, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, and Barr apparently resigning, and probably it was fake news put out by the mainstream media, and Barr says, oh, I'll be here until Trump doesn't need me. Boy, you really got to ask yourself, does he need him? It's amazing how these people can collect paychecks. These government workers, what their job description is today, it's covering up for the cover-ups. Now, I hope these people are playing 3D chess. I hope they're going to come out and make mass arrest. I hope President implements the executive order from 2018, which we discussed a week or two ago in great detail, which took me over an hour. I hope all this is true. But for what I'm seeing government workers covering up the cover-ups. I mean, how can I say a sentence like this? Postal Service labeled Trump mail undeliverable and 388,000 ballots were backdated that suddenly disappear. People, this is the biggest illegitimate sham of a scam, third world banana republic BS all of any of us has ever seen. This whole election should be labeled null and void, and at the very least, there should be a revote. You know, if when you see these government workers who make 10, 20, 30 times the paycheck benefit package and pension that we don't get, that we pay for that, their pension, by the way, and they're covering up the cover-ups, and they can't get fired. You got to think, we got to have a new name for government workers. You know, if they had a band, if the government workers' unions got together and had a band, you know, like a rock band, I almost say, what would be a great band name for people whose job description is covering up the cover-ups? I have two ideas. One idea is the Foreskins. The Foreskins. The next idea name should be the Skid Marks. The Foreskins and the Skid Marks. So when you see your friendly government worker who literally has hedged their bet against the American people for their own personal gain, that is the name of their band, the Foreskins and the Skid Marks. And you know what should be their mission statement? It should be selling out to the highest bidder under the guise of debunking. Have you heard now these government workers who are paid by us are saying that all this evidence, the affidavits, all the witnesses is unprovable, and we've proved it. Now they're calling it, they've debunked it. See, people, it's not a left-right paradigm. People are invested in crimes, cover-ups, and money for their personal gain. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. So I'm going to start talking about more voter/election fraud evidence, articles, bullet points, et cetera. I have a lot. I'm sure I'm going to throw some comments in between because it's fun. So next article, non-citizens and illegals voted in North Carolina report. See, this is everything today is a group. You know, just like the CEO, I think, of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, whatever the heck her name is, she was saying that basically you're going to get preference based on skin pigmentation, your gender, the gender you identify as, sexual orientation, and everything is going to be over white male heterosexuals to increase the hate for white male heterosexuals because that is the narrative. That's what they have to push. So, but when you look at things like groups like Asians, okay, now Asians, I read, are now called white supremacists. But Ilhan Omar's husband can get over $600,000 of COVID relief, and you have to pay for it, while 14 million people being kicked out of their apartments and people are starving all over the country and especially the world. So, next article. Nevada judge does not rule on obvious voter fraud case. The U.S. Postal Service is preventing witnesses from testifying. So for those of you who thought my little satirical segment last before last break was too harsh. When you are when the U.S. Postal Service is threatening and intimidating their workers from telling the truth, that is a 100% banana republic. See, President Trump, you must declassify everything and label it the U.S. Postal Service executive order. Everything. Because these people, Mr. President, have put their line, their safety, their health, their well-being, their jobs on the line for you, for us, for our country. Because the U.S. is being taken over by non-elected, big money traitors, seditious traitors and dictators and totalitarian communists. Now, I know there's a lot of people thinking that how come the good guys aren't revealing all the evidence in lower courts? It's all speculation here, folks, but I've been doing a lot of reading about this, and I can sum it up in a couple of short words. And this is what I think. Again, it's speculation. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think there's a reason for revealing less evidence in the lower courts. First of all, the lower courts are bought and paid for the most part. Okay, they're traitors. They're communists. They have been bribed. They have been blackmailed. They have been threatened. So, and from what I understand, they've been threatened with really bad stuff. Like look at even Jenna Ellis. The Democrats say she deserves to be raped. She deserves to be raped. Oh, maybe we should get Brett Kavanaugh involved in this since he's a gang rapist, right? See, I really feel that this is a purposeful strategy of not revealing all evidence so they can get to the Supreme Court in a timely manner and release the evidence. Because to me, these people, when you're intimidating, threatening, bribing, blackmailing, and threatening with murder and rape, these people don't want to come out and be a whistleblower. So I think the good guys are hiding the whistleblowers and the evidence for when it counts, when the home run pitch comes with the Supreme Court. And that's what I think is happening. I'll be right back after the break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The SpaceX program continues to move full speed ahead. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit Sunday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo Dragon, the first cargo capsule to dock to the International Space Station.
It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss Monday night, 23-17 to Washington. The football team's quarterback Alex Smith stays grounded after the win.
I literally, each and every week, I'm making the most of it, living like it's my last, and enjoying that mindset. I'm not looking beyond literally that next start and trying to take advantage of it with everything I got and enjoy it. I think this entire team a little bit from the way we started the season has kind of gotten that mentality, and I think that's a great mentality to have, just a sense of urgency and living week to week and, you know, going all in and not looking past that, not getting ahead of ourselves.
Washington will play the 49ers Sunday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. And I'm just going to get back to more articles, more bullet points regarding election/voter fraud. And I'm going to make some comments in between here, as I like to do. And since I'm by myself, I have a little more time. So first, next article, Georgia has 250 open election fraud cases. People, this is, it's amazing what a sellout people in government have been to the people. We now have thousands of citizens every day doing the job that the government and the mainstream media should be doing on a volunteer basis, like people like myself and Vince. And everything is run by the elite, and we're paying them a huge paycheck. Government workers today are now the biggest welfare fraud on the American people. They've gone rogue. They are manufacturing fraud to be the norm. They're overreaching. They're unfunctional. They're corrupt. This is why I say we need term limits for not just elected officials, but government workers. If you're paid by the taxpayers for your job, you should get 8 years, and that is it. Whether you're an elected official or any government workers, 8 years. 90% of government needs to go. We need public forums in every town where the little people can grab a microphone and be heard. Because these people at the very top, they specialize mainly in two things. And that's manufacturing their own perception or your perception of what they want you to think of their own self-importance, but mostly their own self-preservation. And this is why we need practice what you preach laws. This is why I talk about the hypocrisies and the double standards, which I hope to get to today as well, and dovetail the agenda, in other words, the COVID-1984 agenda with that. Beware of experts. Beware of officials, especially official authority. We've gotten to the point where the big corporate and government system today simultaneously breeds, incentivizes, cultivates, grooms, rewards the corruption from these individuals. Almost every department and all corporations are so corrupt and greedy, and they're cowards, and they're sellouts to the people. They're seditious traitors. They're self-serving, and they feather their own nest around every corner, and they have the audacity to call themselves a public servant. When all these people are getting away with lies, they're redefining words and laws. They're enabling the most biggest corrupt departments in government and big corporations. And they're using all these groups and people against each other. They're poisoning us against ourselves. The elite is even controlling the narratives and thoughts. And that's why they want groupthink. It's up to us to discuss these hypocrisies and double standards. I mean, we're going to get to the point where the only people who are getting ahead, folks, are the snitches and the tattletalers and the yes men and the butt kissers and the professional pot stirrers and the gossipers and the censors and the phony fake virtual signaling followers, the traitors, the manipulators, the practicing hypocrites, the people who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, you know, the conspiracy theorist, anti-Islamist phobe, and sacrificing truth and the rule of law along the way and getting peripheral benefits like money in their back pocket, certain addictions to power, money, control, election interference, forced vaccines. It's really sad, especially in a big corporate environment where now we have this fake, we don't even have close to capitalism. We have a fake, phony system. And you can call it crony capitalism. But what they're doing is they're taking their gains and sticking it in their pocket. And they're privatizing that, but they're socializing their losses and giving you the bill. And most of it's done through favors and graft. They're pro-fascism, pro-corporate feudalism, major corporate welfare proponents, all kind of rolled into one. You know, the bailouts, the stock buyouts, too big to fail, too big to jail, the zombie companies kept afloat. That's code for bailing out the bond markets. And how does that affect the little people? Increased delinquencies, defaults, bankruptcies, homelessness, and there's a moratorium expiring soon on evictions as well. So the little guy is having a very hard time catching a break because the wealth redistribution, as long as we stay politically correct and don't say anything because we're afraid to be called racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, you've heard me say this a million times, the redistribution of wealth will continue to get more ferocious. Money from the bottom 93% going to the top 1 to 2%. We get the crumbs, the top 5 to 6% get the loaves of bread, and the very few people at the top get the bread trucks and the bakeries. Okay, next article. Georgia's government attorneys argue Dominion election fraud trade secrets must not be probed. See, again, what they're doing is they're just protecting the big guy under the guise of protecting their patents, for example. It has nothing to do with it. They don't want to uncover the truth. That's what that is. Next. Ballots identified in pristine condition in Wisconsin, similar to the fraudulent ballots in Georgia and Michigan. See, all these ballots that come in without envelopes, without legitimate signatures, without creases in them, and they say it was mailed, it's all BS. It's an impossibility. I almost hate the word improbability anymore. Next. Anti-Trump Democrat in Georgia says suitcase scandal caught running same batch of ballots through tabulator 3 times. Ruby Friedman. I'm sure everybody in the country and the world has seen the mother-daughter team break out the suitcase of ballots, kick people out with affidavits proving it, even though the powers that be said that they left voluntarily, which is BS. And then all of a sudden, this huge spike of votes come in at the exact hour that these people get kicked out. And they got them on film running all of these ballots over and over again. It's a conspiracy theory, folks. Our eyes are not. We're dreaming. We didn't see the USB stick get transferred from somebody's hand to another person's hand. It's all a dream. Next, Georgia officials approve extended mail-in ballots, paving the way to steal runoff Senate races like they stole the 2020 races. Next, timing of large Georgia ballot dump for Biden appears to coincide with the timing of mother-daughter duo's election fraud scam. I just touched on that. Next, crooked Georgia election supervisor filmed pulling out suitcases of ballots beneath the table. Identified it. Again, mother and daughter Ruby's team. Next, Nevada testimony. Voting machine USB drives had totals altered overnight. It's a testimony. Next, U.S. Postal Service whistleblower. Jesse Morgan with Lou Dobbs, 288,000 completed ballots went from New York to Pennsylvania. Well, he must have been sleep driving. It's a conspiracy theory. Is that a diagnosis? Can you sleep drive? I know you can sleepwalk. Can you sleep drive? That must have been what happened. It's a conspiracy. Next, 100,000 forged ballots in Nevada. Dead people voting. Oh, that can't be true. Next, hackers break into Alaska voter database, steal information on 100,000 voters. Officials stress this had no effect on the November election. Is there anybody out there who'd like to buy a bridge? I know Alaska won for the Republicans, but almost every state was affected a little bit. The reason why Trump, this is going on, is because Donald Trump won in a landslide. He won over 400 electoral college votes. Next, Colonel Phil Waldron tells Michigan lawmakers truckloads of ballots for Joe Biden were inserted into the 2020 election. Next, one batch of 23,000 ballots, all for Biden, identified in Georgia that were fraudulent, more than enough just for the Trump win here. Next, Trump team has Dominion machine from small Georgia county shows votes flipped from Trump to Biden. This was a small county, folks. All these so-called machines, you got to remember something. They just a few days ago, they were avoiding machines being checked and tested and impounded or even touched. Now they're letting a few Republicans test the machines. I bet they've all been swiped of the different machines. I mean, Sidney Powell was talking about getting a subpoena for a machine, and they stole it while she was getting a subpoena. See, this is why we have to make a choice, folks. It's guts and truth, or wanting to be liked and selling out your fellow Americans. Election integrity is gone. The whole system is rigged. Americans no longer have rights. We no longer have a voice. This is a disgrace how these Georgias, Pennsylvania, and swing sets are counting all votes while we have videos of handoffs of USB sticks. I mean, they're changing the rules right before the election. This is disgusting, people. This is why we need to really concentrate on tackling political correctness, because it's dividing us, it's distracting us, it's dumbing us down. We need to stop discussing philosophy and stories and discuss more objective facts and less subjective emotional opinion. We need to eliminate all the mainstream media. Go to the alternative media. Eliminate TV. Think for yourself. When they censor information, why do you think they're doing that? Because they're covering up their crimes. We'll be right back, folks. Appreciate you being here.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I'm talking about election voter fraud stuff. And we have to remember that these people, all this evidence, that all these affidavits, all these witnesses, all the videos, all the photographs, you know, there's people who are invested, really corrupt people invested in these crimes, in these cover-ups. And it's about them not going to prison because they're making a ton of money. When they use the term liberal, that's code for it's for their personal gain. And this is why we, patriots, we need to show courage. We need to be willing to be hated for telling the truth in lieu of blowing smoke up other people's butts so we can make ourselves look good. We don't have time for that anymore. Every government position is told what to do, what to say. They're told to hold the narrative. They're not hired to represent the people anymore. They're hired to control them and cover up the crime. And they're usually making some type of favors or graft in their for their benefit. Everything's going to the highest bidder. Everything's for sale. Math, science, academia, politics, votes, elections, polls, focus groups. Everything is created so the outcome starts and then they backtrack from there. It's all fake and phony. Everything. It's just like these the vaccines, which I'm going to talk about later in the show. You know, I haven't verified this, but there's a you have to ask if you're getting forced under a knife, if you're getting really forced to take a vaccine and you don't want it, you need to ask that particular physician or diagnostician or nurse or whoever's giving you that if they have MRC-5. That's M as in Mary, R as in Rich, C as in cat dash 5. Basically what it is, it's aborted fetal cells. And most, if not all, vaccines today have them. So then you need to ask the question, is there a possibility of latrogenic reaction? Most, if not all, do. Basically, it's an adverse reaction caused by multiple compounds. Now, that diagnostician is going to say, yes, that's true. Then you can legally refuse the vaccine because doctors have sworn an oath, a Hippocratic oath, not to harm you, the patient. So you can legally decline the drug. We should all be able to legally decline a vaccine if we want. Where are all the feminists that says we can do what we want with our body? Where are your big mouths now? Now, I've talked about quite a few articles in the last few weeks of people calling or expecting or wondering if we're going to have martial law. And I want to know, if we have it, who's going to be in power? Is it going to be FEMA? Is it going to be some Army Reserves? Is it going to be the UN? Is it going to be some other military faction? You know, if it's the president, I think majority of people would probably agree to that because he's pro-Constitution. But we have to ask, what type of, is it going to be a secession? What kind of concessions are we going to give? You know, there's so many things. There's still a few directions this can all go, folks, because Congress can vote on January 6th to not accept elector votes from fraudulent states because we are proving so much fraud. So there'd be a short debate in Congress and the Senate, but Congress ultimately determines the outcome of the president elections per the Constitution. It doesn't have to go to the Supreme Court. So they can reject Electoral College votes because of all this massive fraud. Now, just the other day, the Biden team was blocked from secret meetings in D.C. as per the Pentagon. That's a good sign. That means that the powers that be sitting in the desks in Washington think that it is elections slash voter fraud. And if we basically install Joe Biden, we will be officially illegitimate. Just look at our dollar over the past few weeks, folks. Look at our world reserve currency dollar. We have lost more purchasing power in the last few weeks than we have, speaking in percentage-wise, over the past several years at the same time period. It's because the people around the world are afraid. They're saying that America is no longer legitimate. There's so much voter fraud, we can't trust them. And this is what's happening to our dollar. I'll be right back after the hard break at the top of the hour, folks. We appreciate you being here.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.